The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to professional skateboarder Deshaun Jordan. My favorite part of his interview was talking about his skateboarding roots out of Chandler, Arizona. He's one of Arizona's finest. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time on the podcast, professional skateboarder Deshaun Jordan. What's up, man? Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Dude, was that a good intro?
Yeah, that was good.
I said everything was clear. Solid. Everything was clear. Man, I was so happy that you guys came. We have a lot of, I want to talk about Arizona because you are one of Arizona's finest to come out of that state, man.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
We're going to go through your whole trajectory as far as when you met this handsome man, how you even got. So you were from Chandler?
Yeah. I was born in Glendale, Arizona, and then I moved from Glendale to Tucson, and then from Tucson I moved back to Phoenix. But when I moved back to Phoenix, I lived in Chandler.
Near Alma School?
I was off of Arizona Ave in Pecos.
Is that near Baseline?
Probably about like 10, 15 minutes from Baseline.
So do you remember Barrow's Pizza?
Yeah, Barrow's is good. I like Barrow's. I used to eat Barrow's.
I got fired from there.
What'd you do?
They did me foul, man. I was in the kitchen, but then I became a driver. But they gave me the worst deliveries. I always got the shit. Okay, so they'd send me way the hell out there, and I would get lost, and I would get no tips. But I remember
you're one of those.
It was
dudes.
On Baseline. Yeah, it was on Baseline.
Oh man.
Yeah. So you grew up skating the Chandler Park?
Yeah, Snedeker Skate Park. Snedeker Skate Park, known as C Park. We call it Chandler Park.
My mom's in Gilbert. Your parents are in Chandler, right?
Yeah. Well,
so those are neighboring. Town.
Yeah. When I lived in Chandler, that's where it's like right down the street from Gilbert.
Did you frequent Freestone Skate?
Freestone's right there in Gilbert.
Yeah, Freestone Skate Park. You go there?
I used to go there every once in a while.
Every once in a while?
Not too much, yeah.
There's a ripper there, Thomas, with the...
Yeah, that's
the kid
homie.
Flies around.
Yeah.
So you Tarzan. Grew up with him?
We didn't grow up, but
no, that's what they call him. That's his nickname, right?
Yeah.
The kid's an animal.
Yeah, we didn't grow up together, but you know, we grew up skating, kind of, you know, I mean, friends of mutual, and then different contests and stuff we would go to, but we started to get more close because we both were on Skullcandy at one point. And then that's when.
Oh, you guys got rep by them?
Yeah, yeah.
The headphone company.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, that's
and then we got a little closer through that, but we always knew of each other and would randomly skate with each other in certain situations. But
he's the local at Freestone. He's the best kid there. I went there sometimes. I go there sometimes when I visit my mom, but the kid's the best at that park.
Yeah. He's
going, everyone.
But then you got
Kaya.
I think Kaya Smith skates Freestone too. He's crazy good at skating.
What is he? Like, is he a part of his crew?
Yeah, like technician.
Yeah, I think I have seen them together. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah, is he a white kid? Is he white too?
No, I don't know. He's like Latino, right? Asian, yeah.
He's an Asian guy?
Yeah.
He's from Hawaii.
Oh, he's from Hawaii. Okay.
I don't know if he's Hawaiian, but
yeah.
I was there in the 90s, so is the Wedge still there off of Rural?
Yeah, Wedge is still there. They've added like little things and like spice it up a little bit, but it's still there.
Sidewalk Surfer Skate Shop. Off Rural?
Oh man, I think it's still there. That's Sidewalk. I probably only been in Sidewalk Surfer probably like 3 times.
Yeah, but like, it was the one there. Off Rural, and then, but you know, the Wedge used to not be a skate park.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it used to just be a bank, and then that's it.
It was just the Wedge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything was like parking lot.
Yeah, they turned it
like,
into it in the future. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, back then in the 90s, it was Balance skateboards. Have you heard of Balance or Turtle skate?
No.
This is old school. Like,
I don't even know. I was
when Eric Ellington, when Eric Ellington and all those guys, Shane Heil, and all those guys were there. Scotty Copelman. Yeah. But so you guys are the generation after.
Yeah.
He's probably two generations.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations on your Vista win.
Thank you. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're killing it right now.
Appreciate it.
How did you get into your skateboarding? And I want to work your way up to Toy Machine and Nike and all that. But how did you get into it?
I got into skateboarding. It was a group of my friends that I hung out with in Tucson. They always skated. Not always skated, but anything we did as like a group of friends, like we just, like, if they're playing football, we're playing football. If they're playing basketball, basketball. So, like, out of nowhere, they kind of just, like, one day they were all skating, all my homies, and I never had my own board. So, like,
wait, in Tucson?
Yeah, in Tucson.
At the courthouse?
Nah.
But you know what? They used to skate the courthouse.
Yeah. I was kind of still aware. Like, I had no idea about skating. They didn't even have.
Like,
I feel like
proper
knowing it, any knowledge on like where to go skate parks wise.
Oh, they just cruised around.
Yeah, so we just cruised around the neighborhood, and then I started skating with them. I didn't really start like I had a board that I was supposed to give back to my one of my friends that let me use
a complete?
It. It was like a chipped up like no nose, no tail blind board, and I was supposed to give it to him before I moved to Phoenix, but I didn't have time to, so I took it with me. Yeah. And then when I got to Phoenix, I like learned more about like skating and stuff like that. And like
you progressed fast, didn't you progress fast though?
Yeah, when I moved to Phoenix, I was more skating. Because
you were doing weren't you doing like mini ramp stuff?
Yeah, I was skating more transition.
You have some like mini ramp skills too, don't
you? Yeah.
Like what was your move where you do the scissor kick?
Airwalk.
Air
activate.
So you had because I was looking at your old stuff.
Yeah.
So you learned mini ramp too.
Yeah. Walks.
Yeah,
that's I used to go
sick,
crazy
dude.
With those.
So do you remember as far as what were some of the like because you're like advanced now, but what were some of the first tricks you learned like back then?
I would say probably tray flips, ollies.
That's the first trick you learned?
Yeah, I learned it like
before kickflip?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. My kickflips just barely got like good. I used to have the worst kickflips.
So you learned tray flip before a kickflip?
Yeah. I think that's why like I tray flip into a lot of things and like I have tray flips like just so like you know what I mean consistent over kickflips because I like
heel
I just,
flips.
Not a heel flip guy. I could do them, but not so good.
Not so good.
Not so good. They work though when I need them to.
But then this guy has laser. He's like the laser flip master, right? All right, when did that hold up? Varial heel before the laser or like how did that work?
It was laser before varial heel. I think. Well,
what
like yeah, I didn't really because I was skating the hip. And I think it was actually Andrew, but I was skating the hip, and like one of the homies was like, "Oh, like I don't know. I think I accidentally like landed on it."
Like, well, describe what that trick is, because there might be non-skaters watching this podcast.
Okay.
Describe what is a laser flip opposed to a varial heel flip.
So it's
go
like,
ahead, describe.
So it's
to
like
the
a front side 360 shove it with a heel flip.
And then a varial heel is just a regular front side shove.
Yeah,
like
and then a varial heel is just a regular like front side shove it with a heel flip.
How did you? Gain that much power to make that. Isn't it hard to just do a frontside 360 shove?
Yeah, I think I was trying big heel on a hip. like a pyramid head.
Describe what that. What is that?
So big heel.
Because these viewers might not know.
A big heel is like a front big spin, but like with a heel flip. So it's like 360 shove it with a heel flip, but you're 180ing. You're not just like.
Oh, you have to turn 180.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it a big heel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
And
gotcha.
So I was just trying that on the hip one day at the skate park, and I don't know. I think I like tried to scoop it hard for it to come around like a big heel, and like.
Are you goofy? Fully, or you're regular.
Goofy.
You're goofy. Yeah. Okay, yeah
and then
yeah,
it just flipped a laser flip, and then we were just like, what? Like.
And you, maybe you can do that. Kicked out your heel.
Yeah, just kicked out my heel. And then it worked. So then after that, I like tried a couple more, like actually trying to do it. And it just clicked. Yeah.
So you have them on flat, like you have it, man.
I don't really have them on flat that good. Like if I'm doing them a bunch and I get the scoop, I can do them on flat. But,
yeah, but you do it off hips and stuff?
Yeah, off hips and like stairs and everything.
You do it down stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you do it into things, right?
Yeah.
So when, hold up, man. When did you start doing. Lasers into like grinds on handrails.
What was that? Probably like 2 years ago.
About
like, the first one you did was like 4 or 5.
Laser flip back lip. Oh, laser flip nose grind. Oh,
so
dang,
laser flip nose grind.
Yeah, so laser flip like back nose grind.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That's deadly. Yeah, that's deadly.
Yeah. I forgot I did that before I did laser flip back here. I mean laser flip back lip.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hold up. Laser flip back lip slide.
He almost said black lip.
back lip.
I just like.
I said black.
You said back lip.
I said back lip.
Yeah, I just messed with you.
Oh, you son of a gun. No, because you did. This is advanced speech here. You know, I'm just trying to. Okay, so that's crazy. You do that now. When did you meet this handsome gentleman? And how did you? Was he kind of like a mentor of yours?
Yeah.
So off cam right now is our buddy Andrew Nicholas back from Tokyo.
Yeah.
From the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. When did this beautiful relationship start?
I would say, how long have I known you? For like 8 years? 10 years? Yeah. Like over a decade.
Over a decade?
Yeah. And I was skating in Chandler Park and they were local.
Oh,
there.
Can you hold the
mic? This?
Like, okay. Yeah, okay. So you're skating Chandler Park. Was he a local at
Chandler
Park?
Yeah, he was local. He used to have the throne.
I did some research a little bit, too. I saw a video on YouTube. Hold on. They're interviewing him, and he was, like, scouting you out. And he's like, yeah, and I realized that he's going to be better than me.
He used to be king of Chandler Park.
He did?
Yeah, he used
Andrew
to.
Andrew did?
Yeah, he used to.
Andrew, get in here. Let me show you. Let's just make a real quick cameo.
It was a long time ago.
Okay. So he was a local at the Chandler Park.
Yes, sir. And then.
And you were like the new kid.
Yeah.
So you would just go by yourself?
Yeah, I'd go by myself. And we met because I used to always like be there till the lights turned off. And I would never have a ride home. So him and his brother started giving me a ride home.
Him and Sam?
Not him and Joseph.
Oh, Joseph. Yeah, Sam filmed it.
Yeah,
okay,
Joseph films. Yeah, okay, now films for FA and stuff.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, we at the. I met him.
Oh,
yeah. At the park. Yeah.
So that's how I met him and started giving me a ride. Like,
how old were you back? Well, you're a kid, right? You're like, 10, 12, 10?
Yeah, probably around there. Yeah.
Dude, you started young.
Yeah, I mean, well, like, that's later than most kids.
Was that
most,
Craig?
No, that's pretty late. Most kids started like 5, 6, 2 years old.
What?
Yeah, I started pretty late. Yeah. That's pretty late start.
That's why he won the gold.
Makes sense.
Okay, I just won the gold.
I'm 6 years behind.
Okay,
bro.
That's crazy. No, but in the 90s, people, like in my high school in the 90s, there was only like 5 skaters in my whole, you know what I mean?
Facts.
Yeah. So, he had his eye on you, and then were you progressing like fast? Because you skated every day there.
I just kept at it every day, and I would say like the progression just like I don't know, I wasn't really keeping my eye on it. I was just so in tune with just wanting to skate every day. I didn't realize like the rate I was progressing at. I was just
you were just having fun.
Yeah. I was just trying to skate.
So was he you were learning tricks like new tricks every.
I
saw you do a new thing at the. You learned a new trick just at the barracks when I went. So that's how it is.
I just saw it and I was like, oh, I want to learn that trick. Or like, I don't know. It just came about. And I've always been like, you know, when I like lock in on something, like, you know what I mean? I want to get good at it. So like, I'm just in there. And so like, I've always kind of like had that mentality and like that ability to do that, like catch on fast. And I would say I probably like I really tapped into like that outer, you know what I mean, was I was trying to learn, I think, nollies or nollie flips from somebody at one point. I couldn't do it and I just kept trying and kept trying.
Nollie heel or nollie kick flip? Nollie kick flip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I finally landed one. And that was, I feel like that kind of like was really when I like was started paying attention to like my progression, because like I had like a big thing in my head. I was like, I can't do that trick. And then I did it and I was like, oh,
so it was just a challenge to you. And then you, so what are, who were some of the, who did you look up to back then? Was there a particular one skater or a group of skaters that you looked up to? Like,
I didn't know too much about like skate, like, you know what I mean, how to like get into like what was my favorite skater,
like the video. You didn't watch videos or anything?
So I got my first skate video for my birthday, Minefield Alien Workshop video.
Oh, Minefield. Yeah, that
was the first video. I mean, I owned like little like click, like little ones they hand out at a contest, like the little like demo.
That's videos. Alien Workshop, right? Minefield,
yeah,
Alien Minefield Workshop.
And then I got Minefield my first video. So like even when I started watching that, like my favorite skater, my favorite parts in that video were like Heath Kirchhart, Ardo's.
What about Josh Kalis?
Josh Kalis' part was good, but I wasn't like, I was just so like, my favorite part was Heath's part, just because I love the song and like.
Oh, he did a lot of back lip slot. Yeah, like, he's a big handrail guy, right? Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, like he did that huge like front three nose grab, I think it was. And like the song, I was just hooked because like the song was so.
He was gnarly too, right?
Super gnarly.
Because you legend. Do big stuff now, you go. Big too.
I try to sprinkle.
So that
kind of
influenced you. Maybe you didn't know it. Yeah. Maybe it did. Right.
Facts. Yeah. Like that's subconsciously. Crazy. Yeah. I like try to mix it up, but. Yeah,
and
that
so
was like,
you would see him. Could you tell like, his energy looking at you at the skate park?
No, I don't even think. Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't scouting.
Okay.
I wasn't confident.
I mean. Seem like to catch a predator or something. Like Andrew Zero, like, hey, I have a lollipop for you, Deshaun. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Andrew. I'm sorry, dude. I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to get the story right. So he was good.
Yeah, he was.
He still is good.
Yeah, he was.
He blows my mind now. I'm like, oh, you don't know how to do all that?
Facts.
Yeah. So he was one of the. Would you say? Is it fair to say he was one of, like, the better skaters at that park?
Facts, yeah.
And you looked up to him, didn't you?
Yeah, facts.
What was he doing? Like, what caught your eye about his skating?
That was the worst.
No. I'm asking him. You're going to always talk down. I want to hear it from Deshaun.
What did he say?
Like, what caught your eye? Like, were you like, oh, I like his style? Or, like, oh, he does a tail. Tail slides.
Yeah, I wasn't, like, I don't know. Like, I didn't, like, it wasn't that. I always knew he was doing, like, crazy tricks and stuff. But I just didn't have that knowledge to, you know what I mean, like, where I was like, oh, like, I was just so, like, I just wanted to skate myself, so I wasn't,
was
like.
You was just hooked.
Yeah, I was just hooked. Like, I was like, oh, I knew he was doing crazy stuff at the skate park, you know what I mean? And
I
was still learning how to pronounce the tricks. Like, I didn't know.
Yeah,
I just knew
it
was crazy.
So he kind of educated you on, okay, now is a word from our sponsor. My name is Little Ray, but you may know me as Raymond, man. The Stevie Weeby Show is brought to you by Lucy Nicotine, man. You already know they make the best taste of nicotine gum known to man, but now we're pleased to announce their new slim nicotine pouches. These puppies contain pure synthetic nicotine, but what does that mean? You get the same satisfaction you're used to, but without any tobacco at all, man. Trust me, I've been chewing Grizzly Wintergreen for about 45 years, but these pouches are made with coconut oil and gum that provide a soft, fluffy texture that enhances the flavor and doesn't dry out your mouth. Like chewing tobacco, you just slip this one under your tongue or your lip, but you don't have to worry about spitting anything out because there's no tobacco. Spit free. They come in three strengths, 4, 8, and 12 milligrams. And there's three exclusive delicious flavors, man. Spearmint, mango, and cool cider. You might be wondering what my favorite flavor is. Mango. Lucy Nicotine was created to help nicotine users find a cleaner option. No more gross gums or bad-tasting pouches, man. Go to lucy.co and use promo code Stevie to get 20% off your order of Lucy Slim Pouches or any other Lucy products. That's lucy.co and use promo code Stevie at checkout. And here's the part the lawyers made me say. Warning, this product contains non-tobacco nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, man. But you already knew that, so go to lucy.co And be sure to use the promo code Stevie for 20% off. Let's get her done, man. And we're back. I'm going to add it in later. Yeah. Was there, like, as far as, so you learn whatever trick caught your eye, you're like, oh, I want to learn a nose slide today. I want to learn a tail slide. Uh-huh. Or I want to learn how to fakie flip. Or,
facts.
Oh, well, I've never, I don't want to admit this, but I haven't been to the Chandler Park yet.
Okay.
Like, I went to the, what's the one in Tempe? I've been to that one. It's all
Tempe,
lit up.
Yeah,
that one's nice.
Tempe's
yeah, the site. Tempe one. And is there a smaller one in Tempe, like a smaller park too?
Yeah, Tempe 3.
Okay,
like
yeah, that's
park.
One. I haven't been to that one. I went to the bigger one.
Oh, yeah.
And then Freestone and then the Weds. That's the only places.
We're taking you to Chandler.
Oh, I want to. We should all do an Arizona trip, dude, please. Yeah, I have my mom's hair, dude.
That'd be
can we? Beast. Yeah.
Yeah,
I want to, you know, my mom, you know.
Yeah.
So, did you. My next question is, when did you start getting sponsored? Like, when did you get people's attention? Like local shops, like, oh, I want to hook that kid up.
I don't know. Probably after the first contest I entered.
Like, oh, so it was a contest.
The first big contest. So like
in Phoenix or
yeah, Phoenix. Called Phoenix Am. I wanted to enter.
Oh, Phoenix Am.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big one.
Uh huh. I wanted to enter it 1 year, but they said I didn't have like big enough like mainstream sponsors. Like I didn't have enough, so I couldn't skate that year. So the next year I skated it and like did decent, like did good, and then like that's kind of like when I caught like started catching people's attention.
Yeah. Like local shops.
Yeah.
So who was around back there? Like Cowtown and
Cowtown.
Utility. I know there's a utility.
Oh, utility. Yeah,
utility.
Utility
skateboards.
Yeah, sure.
What else? What was the one in Freedom?
Yeah, Freedom.
And Gilbert.
Yeah, he was Freedom. That was his gym.
He worked there.
Yeah, he worked there too. Yeah.
That was a cool little local. Yeah. That's a real mom and pop, isn't it?
Yeah, Freedom is tough.
Next to that Zia record, there's a music store near there.
Yeah.
And so what store like approached you? Were they like, hey, we want to
nothing. I didn't get a shop sponsor from Zia until like the year I graduated high school.
Oh.
But I had like local sponsors. I had like one sponsor that was like called Homicide Skateboards.
Oh, they hooked you up?
Yeah. It was out of a shop called Ski Pro.
Snowboards. Yeah.
And then
they give you free boards.
Yeah. And then like I had like another I had a shoe sponsor that was Flo a little bit. This girl Taylor Woods. I used to hook me up with Vox. When Vox was,
I remember that. Yeah, that's like a shoe company.
Yeah.
Vox.
Yeah. Vox was around and. I had, like, a couple little sponsors then, but it was nothing, like, too big. Like, I didn't start, like, getting attention of, like, other bigger sponsors until, like, I started skating Phoenix Sams, like, back to back.
And then you started doing good, didn't you?
Yeah.
And so what happens when you start doing good in those? Because I think people don't realize, like, a part of skateboarding, more of a feature is the contest.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that route.
Yeah.
Like, back then, I think in the 90s, it was just video parts and stuff like that. But now that... That's important, isn't it?
Facts,
like,
yeah. That I mean, I came up like I mean, there's two ways you can come up with skateboards.
Yeah,
like you know,
ahead.
you're the known off like your video parts or you know your name gets out there from contests. And I kind of came up like in contests first, and then appreciated. Then everybody was like, oh, like you know, does he skate street? Can he skate street? And then I started dropping parts, and everybody was like, oh, okay, like you know, maybe he can skate street.
Right.
And so it's like just finding that balance is like important. So like I kind of like. Try to like make sure I was on top of like you know succeeding in both sides of skateboarding.
That's a good balance, dude.
Appreciate it.
Okay, so my next question is, how did you train yourself? Because that's a lot of pressure, right? There's there's a crowd.
Yeah.
They say, okay, you're next. Like, how do you mentally? How did you learn to do that?
Like,
because that's
I mean,
a different
I'm
kind
still,
of skating, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm still like working on it. It's still a lot of pressure. Like, it's a lot. It's just
like you're doing fine. I mean, I just
trying.
Saw you in Vista. I saw you do well.
I'm trying to be. I'm trying
you
to
won
make
the Vista
that...
X Games. Didn't you?
Yeah, I'm trying to make that
you
a consistent thing though, because
yeah.
like, because you know, I have contests where I'm locked in and like good, and sometimes I just get like super nervous. So I'm like trying to like, I mean, that's a part of my like list of like you know priority to work on and get better with, because I just get nervous. That's like my
do
my
those guys
downfall.
Psych you out? Because I like do the other competitors like psych? Do they do mind games?
No, not really. For me, it's just like I just don't be wanting to let people down. Like like everybody who knows I can skate good, and myself, like that's. Where my nervousness comes from, it's not really like
it's not them.
Yeah, no.
Cause I saw, you know, even P-Rod, you know, he's a legend at this point, right? But he was in that contest too, right?
Yeah.
And he was doing perfect, but that last, I think that last trick he would mess.
I think
he
for
was
him,
doing perfect. His whole fucking routine was perfect, and at that last trick, he like messed up one thing, and then so I noticed that like watching, cause I watched your contest.
Yeah.
I noticed when you guys were doing your routines or whatever, like if you messed up. Once you guys just said, "Oh fuck it,"
yeah,
just Is that how, like, what?
No, yeah, I mean, what's it's, yeah. What's the reason for that? Because it's like, because you just get docked, you know what I mean? A full run.
It's an overall score, right?
Full run's going to get scored better than a run, you know, somebody fell. But, I mean, even for Paul, I think his nervousness didn't come from the competition. It was just that, like, it had been a long time since he's back, you know what I mean? And he wants to leave a good impression, you know what I mean? He was, like, trying to, get the dust off. So, I think more so that was, like, a personal thing with himself and not so much, like, he was nervous about who he was competing with.
No, because he's a vet, isn't he, at this point? Mm-hmm. He, like, because back then he was the up-and-comer, but now he's, like, one of the OGs, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So who else was on that? So it was Aishad was there.
Yeah, Aishad, Jamie, Foy.
Jamie Foy. Uh-huh. Who's the other kid? Chris
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn.
Yeah, all great skaters.
Yeah, uh-huh. So you're amongst that group.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, does that kind of trip you out? Like, how many people skateboard, but you're kind of amongst the elite now?
Yeah. You say?
Like, there's a small group of people. Mm-hmm. So how did you, okay, let's keep going on your trajectory. So you started winning Phoenix AMs, and then when did you, like, when did the toy machine and all, the Nike, when did all that come?
Nike was through Phoenix AM. Like, I had a homie who was, like, flowing me stuff from, like, crew clothes.
Okay.
And he would always ask me, like, what other shoe companies I would want to be on. And I, like, always said Nike.
Yeah.
And then I kept saying Nike. Then he was like, I might have a friend that works for him. And then he was like, let me see. And then he got back to me. He was like, yeah, dude, you know, my friend Oliver said he's down to flow your shoes. Like, you know, just, like, meet him at Phoenix AM one year, then go
and
from
so
there.
So you met the rep there? Is that how it
yeah,
works?
Yeah, I met the rep, Oliver Flores. I met him at a Phoenix AM, and then we talked.
Give him a quick shout out.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So shout out to Oliver Flores.
Yeah, shout out to Oliver Flores. Yeah, he knows. I take my hat off to him, like, you know, every time I see him on the phone. But he was like, I was talking to him at the hotel they were staying at, and he was like, if you ready, I'm ready. And I was like, yeah, I'm ready. Like, you know, I mean, I for sure want Nikes. And I got home and, like, got my first box.
And what were they dunk? Like, what?
My first box was a pair of, like, royal blue with the white swoosh costume ones. And then I had a pair of black team editions. They had a model called team editions. Yeah.
So explain to the viewers and listeners, there's a separate kind of department. There's Nike, but then there's Nike SB, right?
Yeah.
You're
SB.
Rep by Nike SB.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Describe what. Tell them what the differences are.
So Nike SB, you know, the SB stands for skateboarding. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's like Nike skateboarding, and then Nike's just, like, you know, the main body of, like, all the other categories. So Nike SB is broken up with, like, tennis and, you know, those sports.
Oh,
and
quality shoes.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I mean, don't,
wouldn't
you say that's the top?
Yeah.
You can't get higher than that. At least it's Adidas. It's
facts.
Like either Nike or Adidas, right?
Facts.
Wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. And Converse is a sleeper, but Converse is, like, pretty up there.
Well, isn't Converse owned by Nike? Because
mm-hmm. Converse
I was nervous,
crazy,
by
though.
The way, when I found out you're gonna be at the barracks. He's like, "Hey, my homie Deshaun, okay, he's gonna be there." And then when you said Utah, I started sweating. Like he got on a FaceTime call in the car with Utah, and I like moved to the side. I was sweating. And I'm like, because I look up. I mean, that's you guys are like.
Appreciate
you guys like the modern day Karate Kids and stuff. Like,
appreciate.
You know, I'm just like, oh God, I don't want to be seen in here. I'm so nervous. So yeah, so Nike, dude, like,
mm-hmm.
So how often? How does that work? Do they send you every month boxes?
So like technically, it's like, you know, I mean, you know, some are like by every month, but it's pretty much like when I need them. So like, I like to just go like however long I can without like asking for shoes. Mm. So like. You know, I mean, they send you a lot of shoes, and they send them so like realistically.
Random ones, or can you pick out of a catalog?
It just depends. Like, you have the style you're wearing, and like they'll send you all the colorways in that style.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it just kind of goes from there. Or if you just like miscellaneous, like you just tell them to send you a box or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you just
they'll
skate
just send you? Yeah.
All different.
What
shoes.
What are some of your favorite models of Nikes to skate in?
I liked the Costin ones, and they had a Costin Hypervolt that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think what else. Blazers are like, I like Blazers, the OG Blazers. Mm-hmm. And then Dunks. That's the only shoes I ever like skate.
So the Dunks are crafted after the basketball shoe, the
yes.
Dunks. But mm-hmm. they transfer that to the SBs, like that style, but for
mm-hmm, the same silhouette.
They'll add
stuff.
Like suede or something
yeah.
for skating or something.
Mm-hmm. Just the Dunk silhouette.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Dude. That's incredible.
Super
I mean,
good
how
shoe.
Proud are your folks that do they trip out like. Damn, my son's on Nike.
Yeah, they all, like, cause they all still learning too. Like, because
I know
first
your mom's
skating.
Proud of you. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's a video I saw like at your. They show your house. And and they interview your mom, and she
mm-hmm.
must trip out, like, because you're like, you come a long way, buddy. You know, a long
facts.
Way.
Yeah, they're stoked. They're still learning. I mean, yeah, as like time goes by and like experiences through me, but I kind of just did like a lot of different stuff growing up. So like when I started skating, they weren't like,
so were you athletic like in other things before skateboard? Like, like in what other sports or activities?
Like football, club basketball, dance groups, roller skating. Like I just did a lot. I just always just busybody. Oh, like
you
I did both. Hip hop, dance, break dance. Yeah.
Like what, running, like Running Man?
Yeah, all that.
All that.
All that.
Huh. That's interesting, dude. I know. I want to, dude, hold up. I want to get your music too, but hold up. I got a couple more skate questions. It's fascinating. When did you get hooked up with Cowtown?
The year after I the year I graduated high school. Like they had knew I wanted to ride for them for years, but
they hollered at you. Well, you would stop by the store on off of University.
Yeah, like, I would buy stuff from there, but I mean, I've been saying I wanted to ride for that shop, but then after like the year I graduated high school, Trent called me up and was like, "Yo, come down. I want to talk to you about something." And then we talked about riding for the shop, and then that's like that.
So you're still on there?
Yeah, I'm still on Cowtown right now.
That's what's up. So how does that? So you, how does that work? Because you're on Toy Machine, and you could ride for a board,
a shop. Yeah,
like
it's
a
all
shop?
Different categories. Like
those are
one
different
shop.
Group.
Yeah,
so you could do both.
Yeah, one shop, one board, one like shoe company. Yeah.
How did you get on Toy Machine?
So like I was already close with Mike, but like a lot of people who know that I had a relationship with like Mike Sinclair,
Who's Mike Sinclair?
His team manager for like Toy Machine, and he like works for Nike and stuff like that.
Okay.
And Tommy Otto in general.
Does he have red hair?
Yeah.
Okay, I think
he has a little bit of red hair.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so he's a ginger. Okay.
But
and then what about Ed Templeton? Did you know?
So that's how it kind of happened. It was like some people who like know me and Mike are close, they think that was kind of something he did, but what really was is that like Ed Templeton like pressed Mike about it. He was like,
I've always loved that company.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Yeah. The artistic kind of vibe, too, you know, because I know he draws and paints and stuff. Yeah.
So Ed hit up Mike and was like, "Yo, what's up with Deshaun?" Like, and then Mike never brought it up to me because, like, he didn't want to step on any toes, like, with the board company I wrote on. So, like, he didn't start bringing it up to me until, like, you know what I mean, we started talking, you know, further just about, like, you know, what are you doing? Like, what's up? You know what I mean? How's everything? And, you know, I'm always in contact with him because I've known him for a while.
Yeah, for a while. Since you're a kid?
Yeah, pretty much. And he's, like a really, you know, important mentor in my, you know, in my life
so
and career.
So your progression as well.
Yeah, just he's seen it from,
he's seen it all.
So it's like, that just happened, you know, Ed, it was pressed by Ed and Mike, you know, applied pressure after, you know, where I was at, you know, we talked about like, how things were going and then it just, you know, the switch, we just made the switch and so.
Damn, that's such a cool movie, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So who else is on the team? Did you get along with the other team
riders? Yeah, I get along with the whole team.
Who,
like
who's
everybody's
on the team again?
Cool.
It's been a while.
Like Daniel Lutheran, Leo Romero.
That guy's been around for a while.
Yeah, Leo's legend.
Yeah, he's a
he
legend
still skates
at this point.
Like, wow, you,
that's
you know
crazy.
Mean, still healthy.
Yeah, he was on America back.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah,
still is on America.
This.
Yeah, Leo.
And then yeah, that's such a that's
the
one
team's
of the,
big, amazing. Like
is
amazing
how big?
Team.
Yeah, how big are like skateboarding teams nowadays?
Pretty big, as big as they want to make the team.
So what's the like at least 10 riders? Would you say?
Yeah, at least 10.
10 pros, and then how many AMs? I don't know. I'm kind of out of the.
I don't know. It just depends. Like some of the bigger companies have been around for a while. They kind of have like
Girl and Chocolate and Baker and all these other ones.
The pro list might even be even lower than 10, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, more AMs, Flow Kids, you know, that potential that they feel will, like, you know, will glow up into that position. But
what's your next? What sponsors would you want that you don't have currently? Like maybe if Red Bull kind of came hollering.
I mean, I'm definitely.
I heard that isn't that a good check? Like a Red Bull check?
I don't know.
That's like
$5,000-$10,000,
wasn't it? I mean, I've heard. Oh, I just because I you know I've seen Ryan Sheckler's like some of his vlogs or whatever. I'm like, oh.
I mean, I don't know. That would be sick, but
you
I don't
just
know.
Wear the, you just wear the baseball hat and then right, just Red Bull baseball hat. Hey, I'm wearing it. $10,000.
I would do something like a Mountain Dew or.
Oh, you know, there you go,
like
the Mountain Dew.
I feel like that's just more my style. Like I have homies who ride for Red Bull, and so it fits them. It's cool,
but
you know.
Mountain
but
the Mountain Dew
sponsors. Mountain Dew does.
Let's put this out in the universe. Mountain Dew, holler at.
I know our body armor.
Our boy right
what's
here,
up
Deshaun. You know, yeah. And what else?
Body armor.
Body armor. If you happen to watch this podcast, definitely holler and then hit. What's your Instagram? Just to
put it Deshaun out Jordan. It's at Deshaun Jordan. D A S H A W N.
And I realized I was like just looking on your gram, and I'm like, oh, he does music too.
Oh yeah.
When did you? Let's talk about that. When did you get into music?
I've been doing music for years. Like I always rap with my cousins and freestyled and stuff with them. Yeah. And
well, what groups like? Growing up, like, what caught your attention? Like, Wu-Tang or, like, Tupac? Like,
I don't know. I was just in it. Like, I was just in it. Like, I didn't,
Because skateboarding, at the con, they play hip-hop when you're doing your, at the events and stuff.
Yeah. But I'm just always, like, so in tune. Like, I just want to listen to good music.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really have, like, my favorite, you know, whoever I was listening to at the time was, like, my favorite artist, you know, whatever tape or song I heard from them. Yeah, but I was never, like...
Who were some artists that you looked up to? That
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. I mean, and classic. And then, ironically, he got into skateboarding, didn't he?
Uh-huh. The list goes on. Like, you know, Lil Wayne, Ludacris, I mean, it was, like, going crazy, you know, when I was, like, younger. It's endless, you know.
And then when did you first... when did you decide, like, I want to try to make... music too, like
because I was doing it with my cousins. I was just freestyling with them. Writing me raps, and I was
in Phoenix.
That's kind of how I was like started doing it. And then as I got older and like got my ears matured, you know, for music, and like like, you know, I mean, I always loved it. And
people don't realize Arizona, like even like when I was there, they have like a really close knit like music scene. Yeah. Like even hip hop, they like back then like there was like. Groups from Tempe.
Facts.
Groups from Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Crews from Tucson.
Yeah.
And not only that, B-boy crews like Sour Patch Kids and all the all this other who's the other one? Furious Styles.
Okay.
You know, that's a Arizona hip hop like B-boy like breakdancing crew. So people don't realize Arizona had culture,
facts,
skateboarding, music, but continues.
It's big like all that's just big out there. It's just like slept on, you know what I mean?
But it's like it's they definitely got a scene.
Yeah,
microcosm. That's powerful. Yeah. But they were really similar to any skate scene. It's like a real true scene. Mm-hmm. Like the music scene was real. Like I would see these cats open up for like the Beat Nuts or like Souls of Mischief, and then there would be like, who are these guys? Oh, they're from Tempe.
Yeah.
Like, oh, then you'd see them in Six and Mill selling their tapes and shit. You're like, oh, that's them.
Facts.
Yeah,
facts.
Like Supermarket. That was like a main crew. Back then, and I'm like, oh, they're local?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a beast.
They live around here? But so when did you dive into, like, writing and putting out, like, recording it?
I put out my first song barely last summer.
Can we plug that?
That was an older one. That one was, like, a White Claw song, but I just dropped another song called Myself, which is, like, a newer one, but...
Oh, not only that, didn't you skate to your music on... You did, right? At Vista, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. You did that, man. That's like double promotion.
Yeah, my homie TJ.
I noticed that. I'm like, and then the announcer was like, and this is Deshaun's latest song. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. He's skating to his own shit.
Yeah, my homie TJ plugged that because he was the DJ.
That's smart,
he's
dude.
Like one of my good friends. Yeah. And so he like, I just like sent him stuff. I always send him my music because he's like.
For you to skate in an X Games event. I had AirPods event.
On though. I didn't even know he really put it on.
No, they played
first.
It.
Yeah, I heard it like when I took my AirPod out. And then people like emphasis, but I mean, some people would be like, oh,
dude,
like that was
smart.
Planned, but like he just spun it. Like, and then I was just skating.
How many people watched that event and they're like, oh, he does music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and Loki, that's something that would be like hated on. But I mean,
no,
I was able to.
That's just marketing, bro.
Yeah.
That's smart.
But I mean, but just like, it's been like the whole music skate thing has been like. A weird taste in skateboarding, so it was like for that to like happen and kind of like
no,
it, like
but
nobody
it's
hated
more
on it was kind of like
doesn't
oh,
Cyril
shit.
What's that cat's name? Cyril doesn't Cyril Cyril
Cyril Jackson.
Cyril Jackson.
Yeah.
From Baker.
Yeah.
He does music,
but it's changed since.
But
he
doesn't
was that.
He do music?
Yeah, he
now?
Does music too.
Like
yeah.
that, he does that mostly now, right?
I think so.
He was on Death Wish or Baker, but now I just heard that he does music.
Yeah.
So it's more accepted now. Skaters are doing. They're doing both.
Yeah, 5 years is a
but
hard
we're in a
no.
different time now.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah,
and it's about how you do it. Like,
yeah.
I'm not over here like pressing you like, yo, listen to my tape, listen to
my
tape.
No. You kind of sprinkled that in there. Yeah. It was genius because I'm like, oh, it's like if you caught it, you caught it.
Yeah,
facts. You know what I mean? You can rewind it. Hey, did he say it's his, the skater?
Yeah.
That skater?
Nobody would have known that was my song if the announcer didn't say it.
No, but you know I watched that event. How would I know that?
Yeah.
I saw it.
Yeah, you heard her say
it. Yeah. I had my pompons on. I was like cheering for you. Pompons and everything.
But that's the thing. It's all about how you do it. Yeah. You know? I mean, people will receive it. Like, you know what I mean?
No, it's cool, man.
Like, you know, you're respectfully like plant seeds, but.
Do you do your own beats too? Like, who produces your tracks?
Different homies produce beats to send me beat packs.
You want to shout out any producers? Just give them a little shout out right now.
Oh yeah, Jake So Digital, he's fire. He's
Arizona.
I don't know where he's from exactly. Maybe from California or
I'm not sure.
But he produced the beat on the song I just dropped, the most recent.
Okay, and then do you just give him the freedom? Do you like? Tell him what you're looking for as far as the track, and he just says, "All right, let me just work on it."
I give him style and references, and then he'll just like mock some stuff up, and then send me a whole pack of a couple of different ones.
He'll give you a variety of different beats. Yeah. And you're like, "Oh, I like track A.
Yeah,
I want to do it to that." Mm-hmm. And then you just write to that.
Yeah, write to it and record it, and then drop the song. Yeah.
And then what kind of equipment are you doing it on? Your laptop? Like, what are you recording on?
I go to my homie's crib. He's like
he's a producer.
My producer.
He's got a studio.
Yeah, he has a studio at his crib, and he's like super like tapped in. Like he's like mixes, you know, and like on like big records and stuff. Mm-hmm, he's mad talented. Mm-hmm, and so I just pull up on him and record the music. He does his magic on it, then we send it to another homie.
So he mixes it, masters it.
So he works on a little bit, then we send it to the other homie Tyler, and he mixes and masters it too. And then you know, he sends it back, and then we just get ready to like drop it.
Right. That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. And then is your stuff on Spotify? How do people like? Do you have a Bandcamp or Spotify?
It's on pretty much every major platform. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I drop it, it's through TuneCore, so they put it on like Spotify.
Oh yeah, and
it
disperses it to all the audio platforms. Yeah. Okay, I know about that. I have to ask about how you met the kid that just won the gold.
Oh, Yuto?
Yeah. The kid's a
we feat. Didn't. Yeah,
the kid's he's the miracle kid, isn't he?
Yeah, that's my
that's the homie,
Japanese
isn't it?
Brother.
That's your brother, isn't it?
Yeah.
How did you? Okay, because you know I'm a fan. I already told Andrew I'm a huge fan. He just shout out to Yuto. He just won the gold medal.
Shout out Yuto.
Dude, is he half robot? Like, how does he not fuck up? Like,
I don't know.
It's like, dude, is he robot? Like, half android?
Yeah, he gets nervous, but he just knows how to like.
No, dude. He gets nervous.
Yeah, for sure.
He doesn't skate like he's nervous.
Yeah, no, because he just good. Right. Like, he just knows how to, like.
So he started when he was 4
years
old. How did y'all meet Yuto?
So I met him through, because we skated contests together, but we never really talked. But when we went to try to get in the street league together as, like, AMs, we got in, and then the whole season we roomed, like, they put me with him. Because, like, I was the only person who, like, interacted with him the best. And, like. He was comfortable to stay with me.
So he didn't he was not talkative?
No, he didn't speak no English. So we just roomed together all the time.
But how did you guys like vibe out? Was it just like
He just I don't know.
Just reading each other's energy?
Mellow. Yeah, I was just mellow. He like vibed with me, so like
you're just chill.
Yeah, we always roomed together every stop, and then we just we got close that way. We came back to LA, and he was staying at a different skater's house named Mickey Papa.
Mm-hmm,
and I don't think I was out of town. You know, this is when him and Andrew met. He's like posted about something being hurt, so Andrew took him to like the doctor that I go to that Nyjah. Andrew showed me, and that's how they linked up. And then after that,
How Nyjah and Yuto.
No, Andrew and Yuto.
Oh, Andrew and Yuto.
Yeah,
because they're tight.
Yeah, because like so he's helped him out by taking him to the doctor and stuff, and was like taking him, and then. He would just come in our crib, and then he just liked being around us a lot. And he asked if he could move in because we had an extra room at the house we lived in.
That's crazy.
And then he moved in there.
What's it like skating with him? Just like when he's fucking around.
It's fun. Well, does he
does he pull shit out that he doesn't do? Because like when I watch his skating, I'm like, oh, he does everything so perfect.
Yeah.
Like he has every the tricks that he does is like,
mm-hmm.
like that helipop nose slide. He did that what blindsided. Helipop 360 nose slide, like does he do tricks that he normally doesn't do, like in contest runs?
Yeah,
Fucking around.
We skate fucking around, or we get competitive and fuck with each other.
You guys play skate?
We play a different type of skate though. Give
me an example. Like what games?
Our skate's whole skate park skate, like nollie front cricking down the tin rail for a trick. For money.
Wait. Okay, so you really bet like $200 if you could do this?
Yeah, get there.
So give me an example. Okay, let's say
like who can land a trick first, like,
on the but on the handrail.
But it depends though. Like he'll mess with me and I mess with him. Like I'll be trying a trick and then he'll come by and be like, so easy. Like I'll do that. And he'll start trying it.
He's never done the trick.
No. It goes back and forth. Like, he'll do it sometimes, then he'll be trying a trick.
But give me an example of, like, what kind of trick would you guys do?
I don't know.
Something tech, right?
Yeah, like stuff like that. Yeah, or like he'll be doing something on the rail, and I'll be like, oh, that's so easy. I could do that right now.
But you're flipping into it or shove it into it, right?
Yeah, just whatever trick I'm doing that day.
But you guys, how you guys skate? You guys are just like, just automatically like tech. Like,
yeah.
Even on big stuff.
Yeah, facts. So it just depends. We just go back and forth for money, bets.
So what's
for food.
The most money you guys bet? Like 500 on this trick?
I think we probably got up to there before.
Damn.
Yeah.
You guys are like good friends now?
Yeah. We're super good friends. I've known him for so long. Literally, my Japanese little brother.
That's your brother, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? What I want to see, because I wanted to see you, like, because you were close to. I wanted you to go to the. I thought you were on the cusp of being on the.
Yeah.
How many Olympic team riders were allowed to be sent to Tokyo?
Three.
And you were close, right?
Yeah, I was like in fourth.
And so you were missed it by one spot.
Yeah, because I missed finals in Rome. I was probably like as close as you could get. Literally as close as you get. Like,
because I'm
step.
Not saying no. Naija did his thing, but like.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think you could have. Done some shit there, bro.
Yeah, I would.
You know what I mean? Like, I think, yeah, because I think that you're younger than Naija too, right?
Yeah, probably like 3 years.
Something about you young cats, man. You guys, the pressure don't get to you or something.
They get to me, but I'm getting better with it, though.
No, well, you don't. It doesn't. I saw your whole. You don't look. You're smiling and you're just running. You look like you're having fun, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what are the future goals? Like, what's next for your skating and the music? Like. What are your future goals? Like, what's next?
Try to get, you know what I mean, some point, skate hard at some point, you know what I mean, just drop more parts. Try
and
to
you
go
got
crazy
a filmer? How does that work? Like, you got your set filmer?
Yeah. Like, it goes back and forth. Like, I film with Joseph a bunch, like, primarily. And then, like, I just got on Toy Machine, so I started filming with Don.
He's a Toy Machine
filmer. Mm-hmm. And my homie Braden. So I kind of, like, bounce. And my homie Jolly. Like, I kind of bounce around those four. Like, those are, like, the sessions I go on. But, yeah, just drop more parts, you know what I mean? At some point, like, if I'm blessed to win Sodi, that would be tight.
What's Sodi? Skater of the Year.
Yeah, and then...
Who decides that? Thrasher Magazine?
Yeah, Thrasher. Yeah.
But, homie, Phelps, didn't he pass?
Yeah, but they still do it.
But who... Because he used to decide, right?
He had a big voice in, like, who got it. And he was, like, you know, he was, like, kind of, like, you know, the main dude, like, the mascot for what it meant, you know?
He was the man.
Yeah, but, yeah, so that, like, try to qualify for 2024... Paris Olympics, and then try again until I can't.
You got it, dude.
And then yeah, just keep dropping music. Really. Yeah.
So what's your? Are you filming a part as we speak right
now?
How deep are you into your part?
I got a lot of footage, but I'm all about just like quality over quantity. So I don't like really care to like flood the scene with like too much footage. I just want every part to be good.
Like, well, so what will separate something that you won't? That's a ledge trick. I want to add that. Like, do you think about this at night? Like.
I mean, I like
chronologically how you want your part to be.
Yeah, I think about the spots and tricks I want to do. I like to skate everything, so it's just like, you know, going to get those tricks and putting it all together. I don't really like to look at the footage until like later, because I don't want to know what I just like to just go skate. And
so
then,
you don't look at your footage after if you make a trick
On the camera that day, but I don't like to like have. I don't like to watch.
Why,
it
why is that? Because you're obsessed about it. Like, if your legs like.
No, not really. Like, I just like the fact of like. Just,
being surprised?
Just thinking and just feel like I like have to keep going. Like, if I just see it, I'm like, oh, I'm right here. So then I'm like switching. I feel like the lane I'm in. So if I don't know what I have, I'm like, okay, like I need to get this. Like, it just helps with like how I think about filming and getting footage.
Good motivation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
not feeling content.
Mm-hmm. Facts,
so
yeah.
so that's you're always pushing to the next level.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example, because dude, didn't you laser flip Hollywood?
Yeah. Couple years ago, yeah.
I mean, so you did that. So, are you gonna go back there and do something you haven't done before? Is it too much like a bus there, like with the security?
Not really, but it's just one of those things where it's like, it's Hollywood 16. I feel like I've done what like I wanted to do in there. I don't like want to go back and keep beating on the spot. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like
beating, like it's like beating a dead horse. It's like, I want to go back and do something.
Well, why is that? Because so many skaters go there.
Yeah, it's like
a
hot spot.
Done a certain set of tricks there.
Mm-hmm. It's just getting crazier and crazier. Like. for me to go back would be like, oh, like, you know what I mean? Then you just hop in the contest of like who had the craziest trick here. And I hate
at
doing that
spot.
Yeah.
So like, I always wondered this. So as far as your upcoming part, like, how are you thinking, oh, I need to go to Spain or I need to go to China? Like, how?
Yeah,
like, if, are you willing to do stuff like that?
Yeah, if it's an opportunity to go, I definitely want to leave the country and skate different stuff.
And Toy Machine will fund like a trip like that for
yeah,
you to
like
do that?
My sponsors will work together to like make it a possibility. But yeah, whenever I have the opportunity to go, leave, film, it's always productive leaving. So it's like I'm actually going on a trip beginning of September, for like all of September.
To film for your part?
Yeah, to film and stuff. Starting in Baltimore, then I'm trying to figure out where I want to end
random.
It off.
Why Baltimore?
Because they got spots out there.
They got spots in Baltimore?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's something else happened that I can't really speak on.
All right,
so.
Yeah, I know how top secret you guys are without your information. It's so weird. Like, skaters are weird like that. It's like, mm-hmm. It's like the secret kind of top secret info.
Yeah.
You don't tell them about this place. Or,
facts.
You know, well, that's kind of weird, huh?
You gotta keep
it's
the spots. You know
it's
kind
of like a producer, like, not telling you what they're using on their production.
Facts.
Or
the software, the programs.
Yeah,
because
then
you're going
like
to learn
yeah.
the game.
It's competitive.
It's, what,
yeah.
is it, what they say, the game is not to be told.
You can't, yeah, no, you can't.
Soul not to
secrets.
Be told.
Yeah,
yeah. How much? I got you.
This is a personal question. Have you thought about maybe giving lessons, like skate lessons?
Yeah,
you know what
I'm a
like,
huge give
sure,
back person, yeah.
You know what
I definitely
saying?
Wanna...
Like maybe a kid like in Chandler or Gilbert or Tempe, mm-hmm. they look up to you or they see you at the park. Like, would you do, I mean, in the future.
Yeah.
Or will you be
for
open
sure.
to that?
For sure. I mean, if I can, you know, if things are mellow, I can make time to do it now. I'm a big give back person. I got something in the works right now that.
Like what would your
rate be?
Let's play this out. So if like if an hour to be coached by professional skateboarder Deshaun Jordan, like what would that rate be? Like maybe
free.
Yeah.
Free? Yeah.
Wait, hold up, man. Watch what you're saying, dude. We gotta make this guy some money. Let me intervene. $60 an hour. And this is for a street session for 1 hour with my man Deshaun Jordan here. If you get injured, that's you have to sign a waiver.
Yeah.
Deshaun's not responsible. For your, you know, your accidents or stuff.
Yeah.
Free, you know what? Maybe free. Maybe free. You're maybe free.
Yeah. Free. Yeah. I'm a big get back. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like that thing where, you know, they say, like, you know, people forget what you said, but now you make them feel. And I want to make people just feel, you know what I mean, stoked.
How like, much love, I mean, is he like a brother to you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's been there. Like, that's like, you guys
facts.
Are like,
facts.
Right? Cause dude, I kind of like almost started tearing up. There's a video where it was you guys were both in it, but I think it was a contest you won. But I saw, dude, he was about to shed tears after you won.
Oh, this Shirley Chicago.
Yeah. It almost got me tearing up. I'm like, oh, he loves you.
Yeah, I cried.
I'm like, no, but
I can't stop crying.
Watching it, I'm like, oh, he loves. He really loves, like older brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he came from the mud.
Yeah,
for real, got it off the ground.
So he actually seen you since you're this big. Mm-hmm. And look where you're at now. I mean,
yeah, no, it's pretty crazy.
It's crazy, dude.
It's a movie. It's like
you
know
gotta
what I mean?
Be one of the. I'm just gonna throw this out there. You gotta be one of the biggest skaters to come out of Arizona. When you say, I mean, after
it.
Ellington and all them, right?
Yeah.
But you gotta be right.
Appreciate it.
Doesn't he? Who else? I mean, back then it was like Randy Colvin or something, you know. Or,
mm-hmm.
Ellington or someone like that,
mm-hmm.
Aaron Piercy or something like that. Oh, Scotty Copelman.
Yeah,
he was the big dog back in the 90s. But dude, he didn't. I think you went way further.
Appreciate it.
All right. So how can the? We're good on time, huh? Like an hour has passed. We have 10 minutes. But I want to do. What I want to do now is I want to, how can cats like. Buy your specific Toy Machine model skateboard.
TomYeto.com, toymachine.com.
Because that helps you. I mean, right?
Yeah.
That's your board,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you design? Do you have anything to do with the graphics? And
like me, So that the last one I had, that's been an idea I've been wanting to do for a minute. It's like
go
a shaved
ahead.
Head
yeah,
graphic because I've been shaving my hair for like 3 years.
Yeah. It's easier that way.
Yeah, and I like gave Ed that idea. And he just mocked it up, and
Who,
he came
Ed?
Back. Ed Templeton.
So he does all the art.
Yeah, he does all the art. He makes
all
the graphics. Yep.
He's a good artist.
Always
huh?
does. Yeah.
He's
just kills
good.
It.
He's talented.
Yeah.
Huh?
He normally just nails it first try.
He's
like,
just always been
he'd
like
give
that.
An idea, and like he could come back to me like, oh, like this is what I was thinking. And I'm always like, yep, That's it. We don't need to change anything. Like, that's perfect.
He's always been like that, yeah, huh?
He's just, like amazing dude. Yeah. Amazing dude, amazing artist. Like,
he's done art shows, like, regular wing. Art shows, too.
Yeah,
like, with
he's,
his
like,
art,
big.
Right?
Yeah, he's big in art, too. Like, he's, like...
Like, in the art world,
yeah.
He's big.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so go to TommyEtto.com.
TommyEtto.com.
And how many... You have one board out there? Like,
oh,
how many,
yeah,
models?
Right now I have two models.
Mm-hmm. So get one of the two models.
Yeah.
Right?
Facts. Yeah.
And what else? How could...
Let's get it toy.
When are you going to get... Are you close to getting your own Nike signature shoe?
I don't
shoe?
Know. You know, like, only time will tell.
When's that going to happen?
That's a dream. I'm working for it.
Because that's
so it's
when,
like...
right? I mean, that's...
I mean, even then, it's just like... That's just a staple.
I'm not saying it, but that's what...
Yeah. To get some type of colorway or shoe for Nike, like, that's just like...
I mean, Paul's had
dream.
14. You can't get my man one fucking model?
That's Paul. Paul's,
you can't get him one model?
Paul's legend.
Get him one model. But you're getting up there too.
Yeah, I'm working for it. Yeah.
How do you It'll do that? Come. Do you have to write him a letter, like, or do what do you have to win 10 contests in a row? Like, what do you got to do?
I don't know. Just keep working.
You
keep
working.
Keep the relationship solid. And,
video,
you know,
part. They'll see,
yeah,
the next
video part.
Be like,
parts,
all right,
yeah,
the kid's putting in work. Mm-hmm. He did these tricks.
Facts.
How the hell do you keep up? How do you keep up with this progression? It's so crazy now.
Yeah,
compared to like the 90s, like,
you,
like,
can't think about it too much. You just gotta be in your own lane. Like,
yeah,
if you do that, like, then you always playing a catch up game, and then,
right,
you're not. You know,
right.
I mean, what, like, who are you as a skateboarder? So I just stay
so
up on
fun.
Lane. Fun, it's fun.
So
yeah,
give these. Okay, there might be a like a up and coming skate,
mm-hmm,
skater kid that watches this.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to them right now if they're looking up to you? They're like, oh, I want to be like Deshaun. I want to do what he did. Like, what advice would you give to this the skater watching this?
I would say just stay hungry, stay humble, and just, you know what I mean, like, just be confident. You know what I mean, just,
mm-hmm,
like, think the impossible is possible and just
have
like
fun.
Always push limits. Have fun. Have fun is a big thing.
That's the biggest one.
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
you
yeah.
Think?
That's one of the biggest things. Like,
because once you lose fun, that's,
yeah,
it becomes like a job, right?
Because progression, I feel like all that is all within fun. Like, you have the patience to like learn new things. And
because you had fun at the barracks out one night, and you were,
oh,
doing,
yeah,
you, I'm not gonna say what you did. All right,
yeah.
I know you guys are. You know, I didn't release it. I have
no
it
pro.
On my iPhone. Okay, no one knows what you did, but you did something you never done before.
Yeah,
right.
Uh-huh.
It was a ledge trick,
and it was just something I thought about that I've seen.
But I saw you
I mean?
Remember I was filming you.
Yeah.
I did it like 20 times. Remember,
facts,
I was following. I don't even know how to film, but I wanted to,
yeah,
be a part of it.
You had some bars, though. You barred the.
I wanted to be a part of,
yeah,
it. I got a good angle.
Yeah, you had a good bar.
Yeah,
sure.
I was low, right? I,
yeah,
was following you.
Facts.
I didn't get too close to you.
Not at all.
Right?
It was good footage.
Shit, maybe I could be a filmer.
Yeah,
a
couple cameras.
Is there a filmer school? Like a skate?
I don't know. I think it. Yeah.
Do,
yeah,
I have to get like a longboard and just like.
Yeah, you can learn from the bros.
And then just I have to learn how to squat and just,
mm-hmm,
keep the camera.
Know your angles, know your lenses, all that. You'll be tapped in.
Who's a good Beagle's good.
Yeah, Beagle's,
yeah,
solid,
yeah,
legend.
Yeah, yeah,
Beagle. You know, he's been around for a minute.
Yeah. So what else? How could they best support you right now? So go to TommyEtto. Then let's start plugging your Instagram. Do you have a website? Anything else? Your music? Anything?
Pretty much everything is just like my name, like Deshaun Jordan is, mm-hmm, my Instagram. That's where you can find the songs on YouTube. That's where you can find the songs on the platform, Spotify,
oh, you
Apple
YouTube
Music.
Oh, YouTube channel too?
Not yet. I wanted to start one, but not so much like,
dude, you got,
like not like
guys,
vlog.
Dude,
like,
what's up, man? Like, you guys should be doing that.
No, I want to do
it's
it.
It's part of it.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you got to be doing all of it. I'm just,
yeah,
saying. I'm not.
Yeah,
no,
nothing's
no,
forced.
No, I'm,
yeah,
just saying. I'm just saying. I know, you know, this is, you're doing everything right,
mm-hmm,
but it can't hurt, you know?
But that's the thing. Like, if we even just recorded half the stuff we did, like,
or just
I'm going to be neutral.
Or just vlogs of you. You tell
like,
me on the couch or something.
We, our
games.
YouTube would go crazy without us even trying. Like, we just, like, we have a funny, interesting fun group, a friend group.
You can
but,
do it on your iPhone or,
yeah,
whatever.
Like, it's just fun.
It would blow up, I,
yeah,
think, dude. People like seeing that, man.
But it's how you do it, though.
It's how you do it, but,
it's
dude, it's like,
it, yeah,
can't hurt. Like, the,
yeah,
more footage or,
mm-hmm,
content.
Skateboarding is a finicky one,
though. Yeah.
Because I know,
yeah,
there's
skaters
out
there.
It
has to be, like, something not, like,
what
it has to
mean?
Be something. So, like, my idea of having YouTube is, like, if I was to make it, like, it would kind of be, like, you know, like, oh, like, you can go to my YouTube and see my latest parts. Or, like, oh, like, I put, you
that's
know,
the way
like
you
a music.
Do it?
Yeah, like, I want to do it to where it's, like, not so much, like, my YouTube subscribe. It's like, oh, like, Deshaun has a YouTube. Like, you can go, like, see what he's up
yeah,
to.
Yeah,
his,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Like, lifestyle.
Yeah, lifestyle.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah. That's what,
mm-hmm,
that's what I'm saying. That,
yeah,
that can't hurt.
But I wouldn't be pressing it, like, just upload a new video, go to my YouTube. I'd be,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
no,
like.
There, I know there's skaters,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, I don't, I'm not.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, I know. Well, because I know that there's that group of skaters,
mm-hmm,
that they couldn't do that route, the route you did.
Facts.
But that's their way of,
mm-hmm,
getting put on.
Facts.
I mean, right?
Facts, yeah.
And they legit, they create their own companies. they have their own warehouse, mm-hmm. they press up their own boards, right? Facts. But that's not what I'm asking you to do.
Yeah.
Because you're already on the companies. Mm-hmm. It would just be like just extra footage and content that you're fans.
Like BTS.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. all.
Yeah. Like doing? Something like that would be easy, naturally.
Maybe he could help out too.
Yeah. He could film.
Right? Are you proud that he went? This cat went to Tokyo.
I know. He brought some medals back too.
He's wearing the USA, the polo, the flag.
You saw his jumpsuit, his space suit when he posted on Instagram. He went to space too.
Yeah. Are you tripping on him? How far? I mean, that's pretty.
I know. Yeah, we came up together, so it's like
you guys came up together.
Yeah, it's crazy to see. We always talk like every once in a while. Throw it back up.
Let's end it on that positive note. So, what are the benefits of keeping it within the homies and coming up together as a group? That's important. Yeah, because that's what you guys did.
Yeah, you know each other. I mean, y'all feed off each other. Y'all mm-hmm. share similar stories, similar experiences, and like, you know what I mean? It's just like when you have somebody you can work with that close, that like it's kind of like, you know, on the same stuff, and like y'all just like progress throughout time. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know what I mean? It just is solid. It's more solid than like trying to do it with somebody random, you know?
I know I just met y'all like recently, but I already know you guys are good people. Mm-hmm. Like, like I know he is.
Sometimes,
right? Like, would you? You would trust him. You could trust him with your family. Yeah. Leave the door on. Like, come on. Facts, you know what I mean? Your mom loves him. Yeah, right. It's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. Right. Where are you? Hey, dude, I'm gonna throw this out again. Are you on Why don't you play Warzone with us?
I do. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. With us, I ain't turned on in a minute, but tap me in.
We're on all the time.
Yeah. You gotta log me in. I'm getting better.
I know he has his other group, but he's playing with us predominantly. I know you have your other group of skater friends you play with.
But you can't be like, don't be dissing me. No.
Because I'm not good. I suck.
I'm not good like that.
Dude, I'm hiding in the corner. Cause some dudes
be on there. Some dudes be on there like.
I'm hiding in the corner.
No, some dudes be on there. Some dudes be on there like, bro, who put like, don't be dissing me.
No.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not good.
I'm the last person to diss. I'm the one that people get on.
We got a dub with.
Are we playing tonight?
Oh yeah,
are we playing tonight?
No, it's already updated. Latest.
So be honest.
You can tap in tonight.
Have you been practicing?
No, but I'll play tonight.
So you have the game.
I have the game. I have the system.
Why
I have
it. Why are you including him in the?
Well, it's been a minute.
Who are you playing? Are you playing with other skaters and stuff?
No, I don't play at all.
No, you're filming. All right. Hey,
I'm working.
We're trying to do stuff too. You're making it seem like I'm picking my ass and smelling my fingers all day. Too, that's not true, dude. I got up in the morning this morning. I went places. I did things. I know he's busy. He's a productive.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Human. You're making it seem, dude, you just got back from Tokyo, motherfucker. You're like a coach on the Olympic team. You're making it seem like you're a bum. This guy was on fucking in Tokyo as a coach. Dude, you're doing things. God, man, what's wrong with you? See, I don't like when you talk. You're making it seem like we're like eating Cheetos and.
Hey, Deshaun. Deshaun, come on, man. Steve's on. You know, we're going to do it, man. Rebirth, Resurgence, Quads, man. Yeah, just, you know, just order pizza, man. Yeah, I mean, we're not doing that.
Look, I know I suck, right? I play because it's a way to connect with the homies. Yeah. And if you do get a kill, it means that much more.
Yeah.
I get happy when he does a random precision strike and he ends up hitting someone.
Facts.
And I get happy. I'm like, oh, you got him. Like, I get excited for you.
Facts.
Real talk. Facts. Okay, hold on. All right, so shout out to the Tenderonis. Shout out to CJ. Shout out Shooter. That's our Texas connection. Dylan Fujioka, Grant Fujioka. Matt from Wales. And Deshaun. All right, so will you be ready this weekend, do you think?
Oh, for the contest?
Warzone. No, we're off skateboarding. We're talking video games now.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are okay.
Salt Lake Street League.
Oh, can we? So when is that's next week?
This weekend. I that's leave tomorrow.
So that's a competition.
Yes, sir.
So is it going to be the same group of skaters that were?
Yep.
So is it that same group, like
Street League, right outside of Olympics, Street League? Street League.
So Jamie will be there. Yep. Chris will be there. Aishad will be there. Nigel. Paul will be there. Nigel will be like they'll all be there.
Yeah.
So you're competing them every contest with the same guys.
Yeah.
They should rotate some people. You know. Can't. No, no, I'm just saying they should rotate some new cat, you know, like some B squad. Like they're pro, but they're not as consistent.
They are. They
should throw them in the mix. That's all.
They got invites. They did wild cards, so they got like a couple.
They should do more of that.
Yeah, but they want to keep it, you know what I mean?
The best of the best.
Yeah, and they got crazy with the whole Olympic qualification. Yeah. It was like super open.
Yeah,
You know, Street League, when it first started, was like 5-6 dudes, whole tour, like elite. And so they're trying to get back to like making it what Street League
was. That's great for people like you. That's like more opportunity, mm-hmm. my friend. I mean, dude, that's good opportunity. Mm-hmm. Back then, they didn't have that.
Yeah, it's a
blessing. That's an extra check for you dude.
It's a blessing to even be considered. Does your mom part of the season?
All right, let me ask you one last question. When you showed your mom one of the Street League checks, was she tripping? Like,
I never showed her checks.
You never showed your mom? You didn't frame it?
I don't show nobody the checks.
I respect it. Good for you. That's your business. That's your business. Okay, I respect it. But she's proud of you.
She's proud of you. Everybody, you know. Yep. I'm super stoked.
Instagram, Deshaun. Yeah. Instagram. All right, let's do the final shout outs. Instagram. Go ahead, Deshaun.
Oh, Instagram just at Deshaun Jordan, DASHAWNJORDAN.
And then can you spell out Tomietto for for your board?
Tomietto.com. That's spelled TUMYETO.com.
And get one of the two model pro
decks.
Yeah.
Go show some love, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Support Toy Machine, support
Cop that
me,
deck, Deshaun Jordan.
It's full circle. So let's keep it going.
And then are we missing the website or your music?
My music, same thing, Deshaun Jordan, my name.
Okay, cool. That was fun, right?
Yeah,
hell yeah. Okay, so thanks for tuning in. You go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby if you want to help support the platform. StevieWeebyShow.com for any merch or stuff, but just know the orders will be delayed because of COVID and everything. Instagram/QUANGOU, StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. I have a P.O. box if you want to send any packages or fan mail. Send your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Dude, it was an honor having you.
Pleasure. Thank you for having
me. The best of luck to you, man. Can't wait to see your next part.
Thank you.
Okay.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip was so full of angst. Him and Henry were woodpeckers, did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the West, you can. You're the best on the land. Bless the sands, do the bull with your hand. No skip, you can get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling still crazy, maintaining against the grain, making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground freight train. Living today, don't give it away. The peace and the praise, the raise. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed. Live this way, can deal with shade. A spade is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.
Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.